I want to start discussing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah of visiting those that are sick. So we all know that there's a mitzvah. There's definitely a mitzvah to be Mevaker Cholim. The question is it Dairaisa or is it Drabonan? Dairaisa, V'halachta B'drachav, you have to go in the ways of Hashem. And who was the first person to be mevaka, or I shouldn't say the word person, but who was the first one to be mevaka chayla? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came to be mevaka chayla Avraham Avinu. Yeah. So we, according to this, v'alachta b'drachav, would say that you have to go be mevaka chayla. De'oiraisa. Yes, everybody understands?
Yeah.
Lamasa, the Rambam paskins, Bikur Cholim is only Dira Banan, Midivrei Sofrim. It's something that the Divrei Sofrim, the Chachamim, were misakin, that you should have a mitzvah to go be Mevaka Cholim. The question is, if it's a Dairaisa or a Drabanan, either way, why don't make a bracha? If there's a mitzvah to be Mevaka Cholim, what does he have to get pleasure from the mitzvah? Really? Asher kitshana b'mitzvayis v'tzivan is only pleasure? Not necessarily pleasure. Well, so let me tell you, there's many reasons, but the real good reason is, it's not a good event. You know, you can't say Hashem gave me a bracha. It's not such a big bracha that you have to go be mevaka chayla people. You understand? Asher, you're blessing Hashem, but it's not exactly, you understand, the greatest of situations. So to say a blessing over it, a bracha, is not exactly appropriate. There are other many reasons besides this. Some of it has to do with tzedakah. How can we don't give a bracha, make a bracha, when we give tzedakah? And the answer is because the person might not accept it. Let's say you make a bracha. Asher kitshava to give tzedakah. And the guy says, it's talui in somebody else. So any mitzvah which is talui in somebody else, what do? I don't make a bracha. All right, it's a big discussion. Either way, it's a mitzvah. Either deiraisa or rabbanan, and we don't make a bracha. Mitzvah u'nayegas gam imachayla sheicha b'veis chaylim. Now, let me explain to you the next halacha. People don't really understand what exactly is the most important part and the ikar of bikur chaylim. So they think that Bikur Cholim is to send them a balloon. And it should say on it, Mazel Tov, it's a boy. Wrong balloon, sorry. That was the balloon from the guy next door. I'm sorry, I just took it from the guy next door. You should feel better, right? Wishing you a good refuah, sometimes, right? By mistake, you take the balloon from the guy next door and you bring it, right? Because you really didn't have time to do the whole thing, right? No? Oh, okay. So let me explain to you. That's not really Bikur Cholim per se. You know what Bikur Cholim is? To go there and to make sure that the chayla has his needs, that the chayla has his medicine, that the chayla is comfortable, that the chayla has his food. That is the ikar mitzvah bikur chayla. So the halacha, Rabbi Yalkut Yosef, speaks about this. So maybe there's no bikur chayla when the guy's in the hospital.
Yeah,
it's all taken care of. Everything is all taken care of. So let's learn this. Mitzvah zunai heges, gam im achayla sheichei bevet cholim, Either way, you still have a mitzvah. Why? Then you have the balloon. The idea of the balloon and the card gives him chizuk. So let me tell you, this is a big lesson you should know. If they see people coming and caring, the nurses are going to take care of them much better. That happens to be a true statement. This is based on a very nice story from Rabbi Ari Levine, Zecher Tzadik, the Kaddish Lebracha. In the book of Rabbi Ari Levine, his life story, they bring a story there. He used to go visit the sick because he was a tzaddik. He was a tremendous... It's not lechinam that he was zocher that all the Gedolei Yisrael were his grandchildren. Literally everyone, Rabbi Eliashiv was his son-in-law, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is his grandson, and Rabbi Azriel Orbacha. He really, really was zoche to have, and he was a tzaddik yisodola. Anyways, Rabbi Levine. You don't hear much about him because in a family of Gaonim, he wasn't this big Gaon. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He wasn't, you know. His big thing was he was a tremendous tzaddik. Tzaddik Yisrael. He used to go visit all the sick people. He used to go to the jails to visit all the soldiers that were, all the people that were put into the jails, you know. He used to go visit Mitzorayim, those that even had leprosy. And people used to tell him, how do you visit the lepers in Eretz Yisrael? You're going to catch the leprosy. You're not mechuyev to go visit them. And he said, don't worry. Osa mitzvah lo yeda davara. Nothing back. It never happened. He never got... Huh? They had it in Israel. In the beginning of... Correct. So the point is that Lamasa, you hear? Lamasa, he used to go. So there's one time, a story, that there was a person that said, I'm going to so-and-so, the old age home over there. So he said, good. Tell the nurses that Arya Levine, his brother, is asking how he's doing. Arya Levine, his brother. So he says, Rabbi Arya, are you related to him? He says, no. But if the nurses hear that there's a brother that cares, they'll be more careful. And Mizaru, they will be more careful to make sure. Okay. They're checking on him. So either way, there's definitely a mitzvah to go and be mevaka chayil, even if the doctors and nurses are doing their job. Because what? You need to give chizuk to the chayil. Okay?
So
the point is, Rashi brings down, Ba, why did he come? He didn't come because he liked Avraham Avinu. Ba levaker et hachole. Rashi says it clearly. Rashi, b'shem the Chazal, which is halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, which means it came from Shemayim. Chachamim knew that he came strictly for what reason? To do biker chaylim, because he was sick. Now,
well, we don't say anymore anywhere, any other place.
It's just this.
We saw Yaakov Avinu was a chole.
Yosef came levakra. Yosef came. Correct. We don't see. That's a good point. Yes, that's a very good point. Okay, I'll think into it a little bit. And I understand your question. It's a very good question. Yes. The Shechina, we know, but the question is Shechina is Lamalim Rashaysev Shal Kal Chayla. So I don't know if that's the same thing as Levakas HaChayla. I understood that this is what he meant, and I was already in my mind going to that Chazal, but I don't know. That's what I meant. I need to think about it. That Chazal is more that the Shechina is on top of the sick person. Maybe it's Lishomro, to watch him. It's a different, it's not Levakaret HaChayla. Let me think about it. Okay, the bottom line is, okay, that there's a mitzvah called Bikur Cholim. It's amazing. I'm looking around and everybody's on the phone. It's an amazing thing. So you know what? Let me try this also. Where's my phone? Okay, you ready? Okay, go ahead. I'm calling you. I'll tell you. Go ahead. Everybody pick up their phone and I'll talk to you through the phone. Then you'll listen. Okay, yeah, so listen carefully. So we have over here a halacha called Bikur Cholim. Yeah? And it's a question if it's a mitzvah d'oraita or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And we don't make a bracha on it, true, but it's still a mitzvah. Now, do we have to go be mevaka chayla when the chayla has everything he needs? And the answer is yes. Why? Chizuk. Besides the chizuk, we said that if you go and people mevaka chayla, the doctors will do a better job. Now, besides this, Katab b'shiltu d'rabachai goyin, shal yelech levakas achayl levadai. You actually should not go alone. You're supposed to go with somebody else. Not really clear why. You're always supposed to go with two. Customarily, we don't follow this rabachai goyin. We go, aliyikachim alibichashat, ulam ein zelikuva, elechatchila hechadevshir. If you could. L'chatchila, you should try to go with another person. You shouldn't go alone. You hear? Now, I think part of it is, let's say the chayla needs something, right? So you leave the room. At least someone else is there to be with him. You know what I'm saying? When you go with two,
keep him company.
And l'masa, l'chatchila, you should do this. People, for some reason, don't do it. They go, they come, they run, they go. should really go with two people. Now, Ika mitzvah bika chayil mechatchila shiyelech ba'atzmai. The real mitzvah is go yourself, if you could go. Ve'eni yaitzeb al yidei telephone. A lot of people telephone, right?
FaceTime,
Facebook, yeah. Now, the truth is, I really wanted to go there in a minute. Maybe. Phone, not good. Maybe Facebook, yeah, good, because he sees you, huh? Maybe. Good question. Could I do the mitzvah Bikur Chaylam through Facebook? It's a good question, but I want to explain to you, you got to know there's more to it. Give me a minute. Now, so you shouldn't do it through a telephone and definitely not through a card. You know, sometimes when you don't want to do Bikur Chaylam and you have to, send the guy a card, a balloon, you know. That's lepater atzmacha. It's not really the right way to do Bikur Chaylam. The right way to do Bikur Chaylam is go yourself and visit him. Or if you want to send them a letter, like I said, a card, not so good. Amnam, bakashat rachma lachayla. But if you want to ask, now you have to understand, one of the things about Bikur Chaylam is to see the chayla. It's going to move you, and then you'll daven for him. People don't know this. You know, let me give you an understanding. Okay. So let me give you a full picture of what Bikur Chaylam is really all about. Okay. The truth is, if you're Ben Zugo, Ben Gilo, you take away some of his machala. You take a part of his machala. So that's one of the reasons why you really need to go yourself.
Only Ben Gilo.
You have to be in the same mazal. It has to be the same mazal. Ata tzarich liot. For example, I don't want to give it, but if somebody is a scorpion,
another scorpion comes,
he can take away a little bit of his machala. Yes. No, because it's such a small amu. It's like what are those medicines? Do they call it again? The pills from no. Who? Not the vitamins. No. The Chinese. What? The Chinese, they do not acupuncture. The other one is?
Chiropractic.
How can I forget? The Berchi, what is it called? The little medicines that Mommy Paris gives out. Huh? Homeopathy. You know what the idea of homeopathy is? They give you a little bit of the machala inside the thing and they dilute it. It's like a whole... It doesn't affect you at all because you're only taking a small amount and diluting it. You're taking a small amount diluting it. Bottom line, I don't really know how that all works, but supposedly that's a big part of Bikur Chaylam. Therefore, you have to go what? Yourself. Another part of the Bikur Chaylam is to go there and take care of what he needs. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, Hagoyen HaTzadik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, writes, therefore, you're theoretically not Yotze Bikur Chaylam on the telephone. It's important that what? You go yourself. You need to be there. It's something about being there. Now, another thing it is, when you see him, you mit'orer, and then you can go pray for him in more with a deeper feeling. That's another part of Bikur Chaylam. I know people, me included, that whenever I go Bikur Chaylam, I walk into the room, I step out a few minutes later, and I pray, I say Tilim right there by the door, because that's really one of the main reasons for Bikur Chaylam. Says Chacham Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, that Lamasa, that part you can be done without going. See, I was trying to explain to you that part you need to see. He says that part, if you hear he's sick, and you can daven for him even.
You cannot do it by him, by his head.
So that's what I... That's okay. So the truth is, when you start saying Tilim next to a Chola, you're depressing him, baby.
Why depressing?
Okay, so
let
me explain you something. If you start saying Tilim the minute you see somebody, the guy's thinking, uh-oh, I must be sicker than they really told me. I'm very makpid that I leave the room. I'm very makpid on these things.
But sometimes the chole asks by himself.
So if he asks, then fine. Then do it. If he asks you, then do it. Exactly. And don't forget, Shechina Lemala Merashotav, it's a good place to pray.
Right.
So all this can be done by what? By telephone. You understand? But Chacham Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, it's good enough. Yeah, listen to what he says. Amnam, bakashat rachamim ala chayla, yichola liyot af sheloi, bifanam. Okay, gai sha'isalim mishaber b'minyan lasar anoshim. For example, you could do mimakayim bikur chaylim by making mishaber chan Shabbat. That's nice. I like it. I like it very much. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
A person who gives a name by the Torah could be mekayem the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. When you say Mishaberach, when they make a Mishaberach by the Cholim, by the Torah, it's very nice. You can be mekayem, you're mekayem mitzvah Bikur Cholim. I like it. I like it. I never thought of it that way. We're going to talk about that. Everything you'll hear is about men and women. Matfilah Ritzuyah B'yayis HaLachayla. I just told you, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That could be the main part of it is the prayer. It's not that simple. You see, let me tell you something. There's proofs to each part of what I just said. It's got to be all of it together. It's got to be that you're supposed to go there to give him chizuk. It's got to be that you got to go there to see what he needs. You got to go there to pray for him. To say it's one and not the other, it's not that simple. It's all of it, but because it's all of it, really, what should you do? Go yourself. And not sending him a get well card that you found by the guy next door. You know, the guy next door died and they dropped his get well card, so you take it, you give it to him. That ain't gonna work, okay? That's not real bikur chayla. Okay. Now I do want to tell you, he says something very interesting here. You hear Atfila Ritzubi Yaisa, but the right way to do it is to pray for him by going to him. Okay? As I know, maskir shmo b'tfilah. Okay, that's also true. That you don't have to mention the name, right? Because when you're next to the chayla, what do you say? Right? We learned from this week's parsha. It's interesting. It's this week's parsha. First of all, you want to know something that is interesting. Moshe and Aaron, they went to visit Miriam. It's this week's parsha. I didn't even think about that. Huh? Kel narafanala. It's interesting, yeah? It's mamish this week's parsha. I opened it up. I said, you know, these are good halachas to learn today. All right? Now, but let's say a guy can't be mevakas chaylus. What does he say? Okay, I'm patur? No. Then make a telephone call. All right, then send the card. Okay. At least something. At least you gave him a, right? At least you show him that you care about him, so you send them what? A balloon. All right. Afila gadol yeleich levakar akatan. A grown-up could go visit a child. Afila kamapam b'yayim. Even a few times during the day, you mekayim the mitzvah. You know, you can do it a few times a day. Vafilu ben gilo, and even if it's the same age, for example, a kid visiting a kid, uvavachli atriya chalav. This is very important. A lot of times, people do bikur chaylim. The guy's not interested. The guy, you're bothering him. He needs to rest. He needs to sleep. And everybody's busy and yapping with him. How you doing? Yeah, I'd be doing much better if you weren't here, right? How you doing? How you doing me? Don't bother me. Then don't go. If you think and you feel that you're bothering the guy. Mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to bother the guy. All right. Now, v'machayil sheichem al amita. What if the chayil is laying? Mutar l'sheves al kisei esafsel. You're allowed to sit on a chair. Or what's the issue? If the shechina is there, maybe I have to stand. The shechina is there. So I have to stand. You're allowed to sit. You don't have to stand the whole time. What during bikur chayil? Ukayom. Now let me tell you what this is about. The Gemara and the Halacha brings down you're not allowed to be mevaka chayla some of the first 3 hours of the day. Why? It's not good timing. It's the guy wakes up late. He needs to based on kisei, the nursing, whatever. Today we're not nahum that way. Says Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef. So if you have to go in the morning, go in the morning. You in Halacha we weren't supposed to go the first 3 hours. You weren't supposed to go. Today it's not now. Maybe the nursing is better. Maybe today they take care of much better. It's not long. Maybe Beis HaKisei is much easier today. I don't know. But whatever it is, lo nagu. And if a person has to go to work, so he wants to be mevaka chayla before he goes to work, no problem. Now, ein chayla tzarich lami b'fnei mevaka ma'isei. Let's say a Rosh Hashiva comes to be mevaka chayla. So the guy has to get up. It's very hard for him, right? He doesn't have to. I feel him tell me chum skeinim. Ach, but if he wants to be machmir to get up, tavol abracha. Now, the aim is emshul kapatim and adav vayse nikri hedya. And it's not called since you patur and you do it. It's called the hedyot. Now, what is this? A very important halacha. A lot of times people machmir. Don't be machmir if it's patur, and you do it because you make chumrot. You're an idiot. Nikri hed. No. Bemis the Gemara calls it nikri hedyot. If a person, I'm going to be machmir on this. Who told you to be machmir? Did I tell you to be machmir? Yeah. We just today, it's such an interesting halach. We learned, you hear? Azariah. Adam Chashuv is supposed to be makpid on Bishul Akum on a Dava Shenechel Chai. Right? even though it can be eaten alive, right? So for example, a fruit that you can eat, if you cook it, guy, no problem, bishalakim. But a Talmud Chacham, a Yerei Shemayim, Shach, you should be machmir. So there's a few questions about it. Could a guy who say himself, you know what, I want to be machmir? Maybe not. Who told you to be machmir? Second of all, maybe we don't have this Talmud Chacham today that the Shach is talking about. Not that simple. You can't just say, why not? Remember this in Halacha. There's no such thing as why not be machmir? Why not be on the safe side? Because if you are, what are you called?
Idiot.
You're an idiot. Yeah. So therefore, maybe the guy who's getting up, he didn't have to get up for the Rosh Hashanah. No, that's not a... If he feels that he can get up, it's not called kol shehu patur v'oseh nikra hedyot. Okay, now. U'b'chol ha'ifim, sefer Torah v'sharev l'fnei ha'chayla, tzarech ha'chayla lamid. A lot of times they bring the sefer Torah, he has to get up for that. All right. Now, you asked me a great question, which is one of the biggest controversies. And the first person to talk about this was Sgan Aharon, my great-grandfather. It's in the Tshuvot. And Rav Avadya Yosef Grada, I know that he brings this Tshuva from the Sgan Aharon. I know where it comes from. What was the question? Do ladies visit men, and do men visit ladies? Bet Aharon writes, why not? Why not? There's no problem with tzniut and anything. The guy's sick. Well, he's not holding by anything. So what's wrong if a man visits a lady? You know, he says, Davar Pashut, he writes. Man should visit. Ladies should visit. Everyone brings this tshuva from the Sgan Aharon. I know Chacham Avadya brings it. It's a famous. Lamasa, what's the halacha? Gaman Hashim chayavo b'mitzvah b'kachaylam. Ach isha. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped here. Here, like this. Yeshar m'shish chayla v'ak ish chayla. V'chein lehepuch. U'bavad, shelo yityachdu bilvad. If there's a problem of yichud, then it's not mutar. If you leave the door open, then it's fine. V'yesh cholkin v'omrim she'en zu midas liyush isha tevaker ish. Some say it's just not sniut, ol hepuch, el isha tevaker ish. Notice that he's not machriya. He just says this. There are two opinions about this. He's playing it safe, okay? If you think what I think he means, it's if you do it, you do it. It's fine, okay? He's not going to tell you that go do it because he's afraid that they're going to burn his books. All right. Who?
Lady, give a
bird. Lady, yeah, you could. Okay, so let's do one more halacha, okay? I see already they're packing up to go, so let's learn one more halacha. You ready? See, this is what I do. I'm a terrible guy. The minute I see a guy has that, okay, one more halacha. Okay, you ready? And then, listen carefully. Gaman Hashim chayavod b'mitzah bikur chaylum. Women also have to do bikur chaylum. Ach isha nesua, shushuz balo aleha. She's married. The husband says, make me supper. Why are you running to all your friends to be mevaka chayla? Make me supper. Pe'amim v'hi p'tur. Sometimes. V'hi p'tura m'mitzvah zu. Bala.
Bala
b'kodesh, yes. Oh no. What do you mean? If the husband says and the father says? Oh no. I see there's a lot of shalom bayis shurim that need to be given over here. So I'm telling you, the husband has priority over the father. No, so I'm telling you, it does. Let me cover chayim. That's what I'm telling you. But what's the problem? The husband can't put her in a jail and tell her not to do mitzvahs, right? The husband can't say, okay, here come doggy, I'll put you on a leash, don't do mitzvahs. You can't do that, right? And Mela, he has to be within reason. If she's running around doing Bikur Chaylim all day long, and this is another way of getting out of the house and away from her responsibilities, then the Rav should tell her, listen, husband, but if she's legitimately has a friend that's sick in the hospital and he needs his supper, he belongs in the hospital. That's who belongs in the hospital. Baruch Hashem li'aylam. Amen, amen. Amen. Amen.